The Police Assistant Commissioner Sandra Venables is not committing to reducing the number of police pursuits. Police research into the motivations of young fleeing drivers has suggested that attitudes towards police and a presumption they will be treated as guilty can influence their decision to flee. It comes 2 days after a 17-year-old fleeing driver with four teenage passengers crashed into a car in Christchurch, killing its driver. Assistant Commissioner Sandra Venable says, however, some pursuits remain necessary.
What we are looking at doing is making sure that if we do undertake a pursuit, it's for the right reasons. It's with safety is the absolute number one priority for all road users. So I think that we're doing a lot of work in relation to that. And it's actually, I think that abandoning a pursuit is just as successful as to any other outcome.
Judge Andrew Beecroft is the Children's Commissioner, joins us now. Good morning.
Tēnā koe.
No surprise that this review has found that a lot of these fleeing drivers are young, in minorities. But what is interesting is that there is a clear finding here that many of these young fleeing drivers perceive that they will not be treated fairly. So is there not some possibility that we could make some improvements here by trying to fix that problem?
Yeah, I think that's right. The research review also indicated that young people often, the whole purpose of the pursuit is to get the police to pursue them. They can film it, they can live stream it. There's some form of twisted badge of honour of being in a police pursuit. So for a number of reasons, we know that teenagers don't make good decisions under pressure. As you say, there may be a real feeling of unfairness. Either way, my view is that the policy needs to change. It needs adjustment. If police know or reasonably suspect that children or young people are in the car, unless it's life and death, unless it's something really, really serious, then they shouldn't pursue. The risks are just too high.
How easy is it for them to make that decision in the split second, in the moment, to say, hey, I can see in that car these are young people, it's off?
That's an easier decision than having to weigh up, almost like a computer brain, the pros and cons of the chase and then to pull out. And we know it's a hard decision. I think we're asking an awful lot of police officers to weigh up those decisions under real pressure. That's why the starting point should be, if we know it's a child or young person, don't pursue. That's a much easier starting point, and it works. It's worked overseas. I think we would avoid needless death and injury if that happened.
So blanket rule, that if they can positively ID that there are young people in the car, there is no chase.
Or reasonably suspect, no chase unless it's really serious. Of course, there'll be times that it's necessary, but often the whole point is to lure the police into the chase. That's the purpose of the chase. If we took the accelerator out of it, I think there's a great chance that we'd reduce death and injury. And I might say, Coroner, as I've said before, I've changed my mind on this. As a former youth court judge, my view was young people should be held to account, non-negotiable. They should know there are consequences. They should be chased. Actually, we can do it better. We can almost always get them, but get them later. They can be held to account later. But we take the need for speed out of it.
How easy is it to tell? As you say, this report does highlight that a lot of the young risk-taking behaviour is driven by the desire to want to be chased, for the thrill of it. But there will be instances where the police are actively following up a case of where someone's evading capture for a particular reason. How easy, is it for a police officer at whatever time in the morning to try and figure that out?
Yeah, it won't be easy. I know there'll be times when it's not obvious that it's a child or young person, but often it will. But these are the sorts of detailed risk assessments that have to be carried out in a matter of seconds by the police. And an overseas model such as Queensland puts it almost in a reverse onus that unless it's this and this situation, then don't chase. And that's worked pretty well there. Police chases have come down, death and injury have come down. My point is, time for a rethink. I might say the police seem to be open to this, at least for children and young people.
Well, I'm not sure about that. Having talked to Sandra Venables, she's pretty clear that they still see value in being able to pursue.
Yeah, well, I didn't hear the interview. I'm on a research group. I've spoken to the police. I can say there is new research before the police. There's not a final decision made. As long as I have life and breath, I'll be arguing for an adjustment in that policy, and that's not been ruled out yet. So my job as an advocate is to keep pushing, and I remain optimistic that there can be a change here, and I think it would be better for New Zealand if we did.
Is this a decision that should be solely left for police to make, or is it a political decision?
I think it's a bit of both. I mean, there'll be heat on the Minister of Police to have a view about this. No doubt the police minister would say this is operational, but it's an issue that affects all of us, and it's our children and young people, that's our community's young people. We've all got a stake in it, and it's also the lives of innocent road users that are sometimes put at risk. So, yes, it's an issue that all of us should be talking about, all of us should be debating. It's a whole-of-community issue.
It certainly is. I mean, the feedback into Morning Report this morning is anything to go by. People are divided on this issue. There are some who say there's just no point in pursuits, and others who say people need to be held to account.
Yeah, and I can understand that myself. And I was of the view of hold young people to account until I took this job. I think too many deaths, too many injuries. There's got to be a better way.
Just finally, they did sort of talk about new technologies. Fascinated by the remote-controlled tyre deflation devices, but you got to think that there will be drones or other ways where they can track cars. Surely,
you're dead right, Corin. I think in the next 20 years there will be an explosive increase in police technology, detection technology. This debate may be obsolete in 20 or 30 years' time because there'll be so much technology and mechanical devices available that it will be a no-brainer that we can hold young people to account in other ways.
Let's hope so. Thank you very much for your time, Judge Andrew Beecroft, the Children's Commissioner.